passing of a president, the ongoing investigation of another, and plenty more goings on this week. Ed Blakely's a former Washington insider, now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from 2SCR, and this is US of Ed. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter for all the latest US news and politics. George Bush Sr., 41st President of the United States, passed and was put to rest at a massive funeral service this week. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, a class act. Very few people had anything bad to say about him, except he lost the plot in the second election and didn't really understand who his contender was. And there's a populist movement for someone like Clinton. He just missed that wave, but everyone respected him, and he respected the presidency.
G20 this week, and as you may have predicted, Ed, Trump came home huffing about reaching a deal with the Chinese, how terrific it is for America. We see a brief reprieve in the tariff one-upmanship with the US and China basically taking that time off to hammer out a new deal. Is this going to be the Chinese deal, as you suggested?
It will be the Chinese deal, or there will be no deal. The Chinese have him over a barrel. He's got to keep his mouth shut about things. He's proposing a deal that was never carved out with the Chinese. The Chinese just said they would consider it, and now that he's opened his mouth and 16,000 workers were laid off, he really is in trouble. And it looks bad for the American farmer as well. So it's going to be a Chinese deal.
As he sort of confessed, he was coming home from the G20 and saying this is almost like it's done, but has confessed since then he really doesn't know whether a deal is going to come through or not.
Confessed? He just lied. Should have be a Catholic and have a confessional right next to him every day.
I think that'd be a bit of a revolving door, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be. He'd be there all the time.
Apart from an awkward incident where Trump wandered off stage and told an aide to get him out of there into a hot mic, Trump's been noticed to have been on perhaps his best behaviour at G20. It's a low bar when there doesn't seem to be much else accomplished, but any other G20 takeaways, Ed?
Well, a couple of things. One, the fragmentation of the G20 was pretty apparent this time. It's a weaker organization now. There isn't an end game, as it were. Globalism is not the stage anymore. When we had a European situation where Europe included Britain, it was getting stronger. We had moves in Asia with Australia leading for stronger affiliation and trade agreements there. And NAFTA was a much stronger organization than it is. So I think the G20 is a weaker organization.
It's actually been noticed with some sad irony this week, as you say, with the passing of George Bush Sr. He was, no matter what his legacy, it's been a little bit divisive at times. No matter what his legacy, he was a statesman for this world stage. And it's now, from the evidence this week, we see that same order now falling through.
Yes, and the United States has to play a lead here, or it won't work, and Great Britain both are very weak right now.
We'll get to our usual Mueller whip-around in just a few minutes, but first, Colombia and Maryland are filing subpoenas accusing Trump of profiting off the presidency. After the 2016 election, Saudi-funded lobbyists paid for 500 rooms at Trump's Washington Hotel, and in fact has spent over $250,000 there on top of, other allegations from other countries. Are we surprised, Ed?
No. And even worse, Trump has had events there by the Republican Party, which is a clear conflict of interest. It's all about the money. Now, let me give you this scenario. Trump thought if he ran for the president, even just in the trial runs, it would be good for business. The trial runs turned into a real run, and he got a chance to run for the presidency. He didn't want to keep his business deals from dying, so he was going to leverage those business deals, including one in Russia. And the Russia was a peak deal. So he started doing some backdoor diplomacy with these guys, saying, if I win, I'll get rid of that Magnitsky Act if you will build me a Trump Tower. He never puts any money in a deal. So here he was already compromised to the extent of almost treason in that deal. Once he got in, he needed someone to cover it up. And when Jeff Sessions wouldn't do it, and the FBI director wouldn't do it, they both had to go. And that's the real story.
And then, of course, we see these explosive allegations this week that pre-election, the idea was floated to offer Vladimir Putin himself a penthouse in Trump Tower. I mean, if that wouldn't be a Russia connection, I don't know what would be, Ed.
Well, it is. I mean, it really stinks. He's only doing this for the money. He's even said it a couple of times, geez, this is costing me money. You really realize how much money this is costing me. The same thing with Saudi Arabia. Why doesn't he want to penalize the prince? Because the crown prince is in bed with him, with his hotels, golf courses, and other things in Saudi Arabia. This is all about business. It's not about the United States.
In Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers have voted to weaken the powers available to incoming Democratic Governor Tony Evers in what's been called a naked power grab and subverting the will of voters. Between this and gerrymandering, Republicans not playing fair, Ed.
Oh, gee. And they're the ones who are complaining about the Democrats having all these people who are voting illegally, which they were caught doing in North Carolina, the Republicans. No, they're not playing fair. And there's one big reason. Demographics are against them. And they're doing everything they can to preserve power without using the democratic process because it won't work for them. Hopefully, Wisconsin will turn this around. But it is really a sad day in America.
Yeah, North Carolina, though, as you mentioned, more to come out of that. Apparently a second woman coming forward just not long before we've spoken now. And, well, that is quite a situation.
Yeah, and a Republican situation.
Now, on to Mueller. Michael Flynn sentencing this week. Robert Mueller offering a statement that Flynn should do no prison time because of substantial cooperation.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I think he's been held out in all this because they've been using him to corroborate the evidence of others. So he could not be sentenced until they had everyone else, including Cohen's, information on the table. And now that they have almost all that information on the table, there are only a couple of other witnesses, including Roger Stone. They may corner Roger Stone through evidence that they get from Flynn. When they do that, the whole house of cards falls apart.
I mean, speaking of Roger Stone, Trump tweeting that Stone's statement he would never testify against Trump showed guts, praising him for the decision could amount to witness tampering. Does it?
It is witness tampering. The problem we have is he's president of the United States. If it were anybody else, he would be definitely in an orange jumpsuit. But as president, he can't be indicted for that because it doesn't raise to the kinds of crimes that a president might be impeached for. But there'll be some jail time for Trump the way this is going. If I were him, I'd be afraid both to be president and not to be president. I think his last act might be, hey, I'll leave if you'll keep me from going to jail.
Reminds me of Trump's apparent questions about preemptive pardoning, if only he could do that for himself. Paul,
yes.
Manafort also, story this week, he met several times with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, establishing a link between the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks, if true. He, however, seems to be backing down on his help to Mueller.
And the reason for that is, and we didn't know this, Manafort's lawyers have been talking to the president's lawyers. And in those conversations, which can't be revealed because there's client privilege, I'm sure a pardon was dangled. Remember, Manafort is facing a lot of jail time for other counts where he has not even been to trial. So he's hoping he can get a pass go card for all the things he should go to prison for. It won't work because Mueller is moving some of those charges to the Lower District of New York, so New York State can publish those crimes.
Well, the final release of the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the links to all these sort of the money links between the Saudis, the Russians, all these kinds of bits and pieces for Donald Trump. I mean, it's been said many times that the House of the Cards is coming down. But what are we looking at for this upcoming week, Ed?
Well, let's not. I think this week is going to be interesting with respect to revelations. There won't be a report. There won't be a report until the Democrats are in. And now everybody knows that's on the table. What will this president do? He's got to go after Mueller. How he's going to do it, I'm not clear, but he'll certainly do it.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.